Local, newsworthy topics affecting the community. Join our host, Mindy Gould, live at KZHC Studios for Harney County Live right now.
Good morning and welcome, and thanks for tuning in to 92.7 KZHC for Harney County Live. My guest this morning is Jim Campbell with the Harney County Weed Department. Good morning.
Good morning, Mindy.
Have you on about yearly right about this time.
It's a good time to start talking about weeds.
My gosh, yes. Well, with the moisture we've had and then the sunny weather.
Right, it's coming.
Starting to happen. Stuff starting to pick up and get icky.
Right.
Where do you want to start? Have you guys started spraying yet?
So, yes. Every year, we do the county roads, the paved shoulders. We just do the bare ground. So we've started doing that. We're about halfway done with that. We'll be done with it in another week or so. So if you see, you know, a little spray truck with the blinky thing, please give us a break out there.
Love your terminology. Blinky thing.
Yeah. But we're doing about 9 miles an hour. So sometimes we get on these windy roads like Pine Creek, for example.
Mm-hmm.
We try to make sure people know we're there, but we're going pretty slow. So
now, how do you guys determine on, you know, where you're going to start and stuff?
Well, for the road, the shoulder work, Druzy and we call it the south end, so mm-hmm. fields, because that's the warmer. I mean, Druzy's our low spot in the county, you know, 3,500 feet or whatever it is. So we typically start there because it's typically warmer. Things are coming up, and then the south end of the county. But again, a lot of times it's if, you know, sitting there in the shop with Jamie Cronin, my only employee, going, where would you like to go today? We have a list of roads we have to do them all. So it's just kind of what we feel like doing until we get all the roads done. So
yeah. Now, when do you guys start? Because I know you guys hire seasonal positions and stuff. When does that start happening? And are you in need of them this year?
For sure. So we just, Deanna Atwell, the HR manager for the county, just posted our opening for the seasonal employees. This year is going to be huge. Last year we started growing quite a bit. It's called the SWAT crew. I like to call it the off-road crew, but the SWAT crew, it's an acronym that stands for Strategic Weed Attack Team. But what they are, they're our off-road crew. So they're out there on side-by-sides or four-wheelers.
What a dream job.
Sometimes backpack sprayers. So, but yeah, and more what we find is not many, well, really nobody left on the east side of Oregon has crews for like public lands. So we're getting a lot of public land folks calling Harney County saying, hey, can you help us out? And so last year we started with Oregon Department of Ag going over to the Owyhees. And the reason we try to stay in Harney County, because mm-hmm. obviously we're Harney County.
But correct.
The reason we chose that was, first, the weed that we were after, we did not ID it very well. We know we have it here. We're just not very good at IDing it. So we thought, well, let's go spend a week with Oregon Department of Ag over there and learn how to ID these things.
Oh, neat.
Brush skeleton weed. We just didn't know how to ID it very good. Turns out, as soon as we learned how to ID it, we found it.
Of course.
So, and the other thing is like the, you know, that Jordan Valley country. A lot of ranchers in Harney County also run cows in that part of the world.
That's correct.
So we're very connected that way. They don't see these black lines on a map. So as long as we can kind of justify that to the county court, because we don't want to take our resources away that we need them here. So Harney County is always our priority. And then the Owyhees is another one that we've started doing. The crew loves it. It's beautiful.
Well, so of course.
They love going over there.
It's kind of like a dream job if you're somebody who loves to be outside camping and, you know, ATVing and all that kind of stuff.
For sure. And I think the crew lead is talking about, actually, because when they do the Owyhee job, they do it out of Ontario. So they stay in a hotel in Ontario, but it's still like an hour drive one way. So she was talking about actually camping, seeing if the crew wanted to just take campers. And that's how Oregon Department of Ag actually does it. When they run their seasons out
really?
There, they just camp. It's so remote that it's about the only way to do it. So that's what they're talking about doing. And if they want to do that, then, you know, great.
Gung-ho, do it.
But this year, so the Burns BLM, they're our biggest partner. You know, they want four folks for the entire season, which could be all the way till December 20th, because we do a lot of seeding work for those guys, pile burn seeding.
Gotcha.
In the winter. And then the Malheur Refuge wants us wants about three people for 3 months, and the Oregon Department of Ag wants, you know, three or four people for a couple of weeks. We work on the forest for about 2 or 3 weeks a year.
So are you looking to hire like 10 people?
Not 10. Good Lord, we don't have that much equipment. But we normally run four. We have our crew lead, and then she has three seasonals that run with her. And this year, we're actually looking at running six.
Oh, wow.
So we lost one of our great seasonals last year, so we have one we have one returning that's licensed. Our crew lead's obviously licensed. You have to be licensed to do this stuff. They do have what's called a trainee license, and that's how we get people that come on at first. We actually encourage you not. I mean, if you have your license, phenomenal. But if you don't have your license, just let us teach you on a trainee license. And then if you think you want to do it at the end of the season, Harney County will pay to let you. I mean, those tests aren't free. We'll pay for the test and we'll pay for the license if
as long
if
as you commit to come year. Back.
Yeah. I mean, we understand if things happen. And that, I mean, but we like to have people go a year, kind of learn on the job.
Yeah.
It is something I want to do. And then, you know, they're not simple tests. I mean, the books that Oregon Department
of Ag. That's what I was just going to ask you. What are the testing and the classes like?
So there's not really a class. I sit down with usually with the folks who want to take the test and go over it. But Oregon Department of Agriculture puts out the literature for the study material. It's online. It's pretty easy to get. Treasure Valley Community College at the high school administers the test, or I don't know if that's the right word, but proxies the test there. So we schedule them online, and then they make sure you're not cheating. They put you at a computer, and then you take the test, and you have to pass the test. They're 100-question tests. You got to get 80 right. So some of them aren't terrible. They have a prerequisite that's just laws and safety, and then Oregon breaks them up into a lot of categories.
Okay.
So every category, like Department of Agriculture is one that, or I mean, not Department, Ag Herbicide is the one that we want people to have. So you got to get your safety license, then you got to get your ag license. That allows you to go out and spray BLM, Refuge, Southern Forest, stuff like that. So they're not simple, but they aren't. I have one, so they're not that hard to get.
You just need to study a little bit.
You do. So yeah, we're putting out a call for if you think you would love to just ride around on four-wheelers and side by sides. It's not all, you know, roses, and there's some work too.
Any job.
Right?
I mean, come on. I mean, you can have the most wonderful job in the world, but some days you're still like, ugh.
Yeah, it's. I don't know of anybody that's left because they didn't like the job. Typically, they're seasonal. So sometimes people just find that that's not for them. But they're a pretty fun job. If you like the outdoors, it's a pretty fun job.
Well, and typically people are signing up for this position or applying for this position because they love the outdoors, because they love ATVs and four-wheelers and all that kind of stuff.
For sure. And one of the things, like this year with the refuge, so where they only want for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty tough. So one of the things we started thinking about was maybe college kids that are going to get an ag degree. Because then you could go work on the refuge doing weed control, and you can learn a lot of, it's a lot of botany and it's a lot of chemistry. So you learn a lot doing this. And you'll work side by side with, you know, refuge staff on botany.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of reaching out to some of the college kids that, you know, just want a couple, 3 months of work before they go off to school. That would be a great opportunity.
Perfect. Well, we need to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the different types of weeds, how to identify them, and there's a pesky little weed that you guys have been dealing with this year. You're listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC.
On a day trying to change my oils in the back of the shop, I decided I need newer oils, and they were kept here by Pop. At Stop and Sons is where my travels brought me. I said hello to Craig, and he said, well, let's see. We got Magwan, Chevron, Phillips 66, Powerflow, ISO 32, 46, 68, non-zinc, high zinc, all the lines of Dello. That ain't all. We got 99 different oils on the wall. 99 different oils on the wall. Take one down, pass it around. 98 bottles of oil on the wall. Ed Stobinson's Energy Community Service.
All right, citizens of Hines, you have probably noticed that we have a loose dog problem. Here at the city of Hines, all dogs over the age of 6 months living in city limits are required to be registered at Hines City Hall. I know there are a lot of you out there that have not done this. If you do have questions, you can always call us at City Hall at 541-573-2251. And as a reminder, our police officers do impound loose dogs.
You don't have to be a doctor, nurse, or medical professional to work at Harney District Hospital. The hospital employs numerous clerks, assistants, cooks, environmental service workers, and more. In addition to competitive wages, all full and part-time positions offer retirement options, as well as medical, dental, vision, life, and emergency air transportation insurance. Join the hospital team today. Find job listings online at jobs.harneydh.com. That's jobs.harneydh.com.
And now, more Harney County Live on KZHC.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. My guest this morning is Jim Campbell with the Harney County Weed Department. There are so many different types of weeds, and some are pretty, and you think they're flowers, and some are, you think it's one thing, but you find out it's another, and then you can't kill it because you assumed it was something else. How do you determine what these weeds are? How do you get rid of them? And there's one that you guys are dealing with right now.
For sure. So there's lots of different types of weeds. I can tell you a lot of our weeds came here because they're pretty. That's how they get introduced, is in landscapes, and then they escape. So we kind of tell people, if they say it covers the ground really quick and really fast, be careful.
That's
if
probably
it
a weed.
If it escapes, it's going to become a weed. It's going to become a problem for you in your yard. But anyway, so there's lots of different weeds. Right now, there's a little pesky weed that everybody, and I see it on Facebook on occasion, they're kind of debating, you know, is it goat head? It's not goat head. I can tell you, if it's a burry thing, and it's not mid to late June, it's not goat head in this country. That's when goat head starts making its goat head, is mid-June at the earliest, into July. This thing we're dealing with right now is called Burr Buttercup. And it's just a little yellow flower, and it's an annual. It's a little yellow flower that makes a burr that if you ever step on it, and it's actually going to have a hollow burr, so when it breaks off in your foot, it's really hard to get out of your foot.
Oh, gosh.
But there, it's everywhere right now. The problem with Burr Buttercup is its lifespan is so short. It's an annual, so it's doing everything in 1 year. It grows, it makes a seed, it dies, it's done. That when you see it, it is within a week, it's already making that burr. So if you have to be really quick on getting rid of it through herbicide, or it's really hard to not use herbicide on this because it's so prolific. I mean, mm-hmm. it covers a lot of ground. And every single yellow flower is its own little plant. So if you want to go out and pick it, which you can, but you just got to realize that you got to pick every single one of those.
Oh, my word.
So they're all a bunch of individuals if you look at it, plants. We're like puncture vine or goat head is a vine, and then it has flowers that grow off of the arms of the vine. This isn't. This is just a little bunch of little plants growing. There are herbicides you can use. The thing with herbicides, and I tell people all the time, is you got to be careful because herbicide is one of those pesticide brands or groups that is labeled by the area. Whereas like insecticides and stuff are more labeled by the pest. When you go, like for example, Big R, and you say, I would like to get something to kill Burr Buttercup, the first thing they should ask you is, where is it? Mm-hmm. Because that's what they'll take you maybe to the herbicide aisle, and you start talking about how you want to treat it. And the reason for that is a lot of times it's formulation. It's what's in that jug. You don't want to put that in your yard. That's why it's not labeled for a yard. It's labeled for a pasture. And if you look at any of these, I went to Big R yesterday. It says right on the front of it, it'll say lawn on it. They get a lot of money for lawn herbicides. So they are going to make sure you know this can be used in a lawn. If you ever look at 2,4-D, you can use it a pasture versus 2,4-D, you can use a lawn. There's a price point difference, mm-hmm. Which is also part of the labeling game. But there are two. I always recommend people premix because it's just your dollar goes a lot further. They have one called Trimec, and I'm just using a Big R one because they are our big supplier in town. Mm-hmm. There are probably other places you can get herbicide. But if you read the label, that Gordon makes all these, it's a chemical company, mm-hmm. they make the labels very simple to understand, but on their label it's 4 ounces per gallon of water. So if you pre-mix it, you can get, for $40, you can get, you know, 60 gallons, or you, right next to it there's a deal for $20 that just does your yard, you hook it to a hose, which works too, mm-hmm. And you spray it. And
you're just getting more value for your dollar.
You sure do, but you do have to mix it into a mixer, but they make it easy to do. I can tell you, before I got into this world, I used the ones you hooked to the hose, mm-hmm. because they're so simple. The problem is you have no idea what's actually coming out as far as a rate. Gotcha. Depends on how much pressure you put on your... So I'm not sure how you do those, but mm-hmm. they'll work too. So if you have Burr Buttercup, hurry. If it's already made the burr, you're too late. You can do anything you want to it. It's done. It's already ending its life cycle, and the burr will just sit there. Either you're going to pick it up and move it, or it's going to migrate back into the ground and sprout next year.
So spraying it when it's already become a burr is not going to do anything. You have to get them when they're at the flower stage.
It doesn't do anything. So I tell people not talk to the city. I'm going to tell you that. But I tell people in the country, if you have a little bit in your driveway, burn it. Find a cool morning, not in fire season, and burn it. Now, I'm not telling people in the city to start lighting fires in their driveways.
No kidding.
Or if you need to, talk to the city, and maybe, I don't know how that works. So
now, do you see a lot of this inside the city, or is it more outskirts, out of town?
Everywhere. So it travels. Burr Buttercup is just, it's really good. It's everywhere. If you go drive any road and look over, through the sagebrush right now, you'll see that little yellow. It's everywhere. So it's really taken off in the last few years. So the next one, like White Top in town, I get people that are spraying it now. White Top's completely different. It's not an annual. It's a rhizomonous perennial. So what you're fighting is underground. You're not really fighting what's above ground. So you want to wait until that thing flowers. That's how plants work, is until they flower, all the action's coming from the root to the flower. All the energy is to build that flower. Once it flowers, it turns around and takes all of its energy to put back into that root system, to survive for the next year. So you want to wait till it flowers so that if you do spray herbicide on it, it takes it to the root and kills the root. That's what you're trying to kill. The two in town that I see people doing now, and I'm like, oh, don't spray them yet, because all you're doing is killing the top. It'll come right back because the root is still under there, is White Top and Canada Thistle. You really need to wait until they flower and then treat them.
That way with most noxious weeds?
No. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The world it's a lot of botany. And I didn't know anything about any of it until, I got around some very smart ladies that taught me a lot about this. So, but if you don't know, call. I mean, just call Harney County. Call Harney County Weed Control. I'm not in the office a lot, but I do put my cell phone on my message. So if you call and listen, you'll get my cell phone number. And if I'm in coverage, which I try not to be. But if I'm in coverage, call me, and then I get a lot of people do that. I have this thing. How do I get rid of it? And I can help you walk through how to
deal with it. Now, do you guys still offer the little weed booklets?
We do. Actually, our cooperative weed management area does, the CWMA, so Tyler Goss of the SWCD. I know it's a lot of acronyms. So the Soil and Water Office.
This county is full of acronyms.
Yes. So, yeah, they hand them out. We have some. I just don't have a lot of them left. I get them from Tyler. So.
Perfect. We need to take another quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the free spray day.
Yes.
Some big changes and the cost share program that a lot of people aren't aware of. You're listening to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC.
Once the weather starts warming up and people start cleaning up their property, please remember burn permits are required if you are doing any burning outside of a burn barrel. Prohibited materials are grass clippings, leaves, dead animals, garbage, or plastics, and other odor-causing items. Please come to the Hines City Hall or give us a call for a permit. For questions, comments, or concerns, please call City Hall at 541-573-2251. That's 573-2251.
In addition to top-notch services and technology, Harney District Hospital boasts highly trained, licensed medical professionals who are ready to care for you in a friendly, comfortable environment. At Harney District Hospital, you aren't just a number, you are a neighbor receiving quality care from your neighbors. Learn more about the hospital online at harneydh.com. That's harneydh.com. Thank you for choosing Harney District Hospital as your healthcare partner.
Webster's New Dictionary reads, an expert is a person who has a comprehensive knowledge or skill. If you need an expert, whom do you call? Well, Jake at State Farm if you need insurance questions answered. But if you're cold, need hot water, portable power, you're cooking, grilling, or heating, you want to use clean, reliable, affordable, and efficient propane, call Ed Staub & Sons, 573-2622. We put the pro in propane. Ed Staub & Sons, energy, community, service.
And now, more Harney County Live on KZHC. Here's Mindy Gould.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to Harney County Live here on 92.7 KZHC. My guest this morning is Jim Campbell, Harney County Weed Department. Free spray day!
I know so many people look forward to that. That is coming up next month.
It is. We get a lot of questions. This is actually put on by the Harney County Cooperative Weed Manager, the CWMA, another acronym for you. Harney County is just a member of it. But we do, we provide the equipment, the herbicide, and some of the folks. So we're kind of a bigger part of this deal. But it's actually Tyler Goss's program. I don't want to take your, program from you, Tyler, if you're out there. But yes, it's coming up. So it's always the weekend after Memorial, which I know is a little late. The logic and the reason we do that is twofold. The first is that's when our seasonals come on.
Mm-hmm.
And we use those folks to help dispense herbicide to the public. And the other thing now is we tie it with the Firewise.
Correct.
So they'll be there at the same time in the old Driftway parking lot right next to us.
The old Driftway.
Right, I know. Still century in my world. So.
That's a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's the weekend after Memorial. I didn't look at the flyer. I think it's 9 o'clock to start.
I believe that is, I was talking with Cheyenne and stuff like that, and it's like 9 to 3 or something, 9 to 2 or something like that.
Right. Usually people just peter out and we go away.
Yeah.
There's nobody left. I will tell real quick, I tell this to anybody that I know, unless you really want to spray at 9 o'clock in the morning, don't come at 9 o'clock in the morning because you will stand on the line. That's when most people, and that is the better time to do the work. But that's when most people show up. But then what I find, I talk to people in line, is they're not going to spray until tomorrow. Well, then come at noon. Because then you'll just come fill out your little piece of paper. We're going to have you fill out a little form that says, you know, that you understand that this is your herbicide. We give you a really cool little sheet that explains things to make sure you don't do. And then essentially it's a release liability form that you sign saying, I will follow these rules that you've given me. And then we give it to you. And then you're in, you're out, and you're on your way. If you come at 9 o'clock, more than likely, unless, and people do it just to visit, too, but you're going to stand in line for quite a while. So speaking of that, one of the things we've discovered, we don't want to make people mad. We want to encourage people to come to these things. I mean, the whole reason we put it on is to encourage people to spray weeds.
Take less time from you guys.
For sure. Everybody's fighting it. It helps us. So, but this year, what we've discovered is these lines get so immensely long. And our CWMA group was discussing in a meeting, well, what do we do? How do we limit? You know, we add more lines? Mm-hmm. Do we add more, you know, equipment that we can mix out of? What we came up with is, you know, the real problem is people want so much at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll come in with 30 gallons worth of containers, not everybody, but a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a long time to fill those.
Correct.
So what we're saying this year is all you can have is 10 gallons per trip. You can come back. If you go home and you apply that herbicide,
get back in the back of the line.
You can come back and get more. We're just trying to limit that queue, that line, so we don't have this two-hour line. We're not trying to be jerks about it. We just try to help move things along. You're more than welcome to come back as many times as you want till we run out or we're gone. People do that. They will fill up the sprayer, and we'll see them 4 or 5 times that day. So do that. So 10 gallons a trip. And the other thing is, and it's always been a rule, and we are going to stick to it, folks, this year. If you do not come with a chemical-approved container, we will not fill it. So what that means is, it has to be, a gas can is a great chemical container. I would get a clean new one or make sure it's clean, because if you're spraying this on your yard and it has gas in it, it will kill your yard.
Yeah.
So gas can's a great one people use. The thick, like Big R buckets with a lid that has a spout.
Uh-huh.
And the reason we want the spout is we don't want, and we know it happens, people go home and they're going to spill it everywhere. Or really what we want to see is sprayers. We want to fill the actual sprayers. But if you come with, I'm going to give a couple examples that we see, milk jugs, we're not going to fill them.
Cat litter containers.
Plastic cat litter containers, we're not going to fill them. And we just don't want, we don't want it to get it taken away. We don't want somebody to see that we're doing something we really shouldn't really probably be doing. And then we lose the event because we're not doing it. Right.
Legally.
Right. So we are going to be very stickler about it. If you don't have a chemical approved container, and if you're not sure, again, call and ask before you get in line. Because if you get thrown in line and it's not, we're going to tell you no. Because we have to. Not, we want to give it to you. We just got to do it right. So it's a pesticide. So we got to be a little bit careful with it. It's a very watered down pesticide.
But it could be potentially harmful.
It sure could.
It's honestly no different than going to the gas station with a milk jug. It ain't going to work.
Right. Right. They probably wouldn't let you fill it.
I would hope not. Lastly, because we're running out of time, what I want to talk about is the county cost share. This is something that you and I spoke about prior to the show that a lot of people are not aware of, and you end up and give money back to the county.
Right. So every year we just did it. So we go through budget board, the county does, and they approve a cost share, which is usually about $3,000 a year that they approve for the county weed board, not me, the county weed board to approve and dispense to the public. And what it is the cost share on reimbursement of herbicide. So if you have a small farm and you need to do some weed treatment, the way it works is you have to call me. I have to come out and I have to see it. And that's just to make sure we don't have fraud, right? It's just to make sure that people are actually spraying
You're not just spraying three dandelions in your front yard.
Or don't do anything. Yes. Just turn in a receipt. And so I'm going to come out, I'm going to look at it and go, yep, that's how, that's a weed that we want to spray. It has to be on our on the county's noxious weed list.
Oh, okay.
It's on our county website. And again, if you're not sure, just call me. And then I'll come out, I'll look at it and say, yep, and that product you're using, that herbicide you're using is definitely the right one. So do it. When you're done, I'll come back out and look and make sure it's done. You hand me, that's a very simple form you fill out, and the receipt, and then I turn that into the county weed board that meets every 3 months. And they'll approve up to 100% of that reimbursed back to you. So, and the thing is, and this is why I'm bringing it up, the last 2 years, the county, the budget board has approved $3,000 and I've given it back. Every bit of it. We've not used a nickel of it. So it's a shame. We want people to take advantage. We want people to treat weeds. So
you want people to help you out.
For sure. It's a community thing.
And people's properties. Exactly. Right.
So please, I mean, if you're thinking about doing some weed treatments, and herbicide is expensive, just go through this. It's a simple step, a couple of them. And then you could get, $300-$400 back. On your herbicide. So once the money runs out and the weed board knows this, it's over. So,
well, yes,
we're only approved for so much. It's not a huge amount of money, but we do give it back every year, so we might as well use it,
which is just absolutely amazing. Well, sadly, we're completely out of time. If people are interested in the seasonal position, where do they go?
Deanna Atwell, at the courthouse. If you go in the courthouse, just kind of walk straight ahead, slightly to the left, you'll see her office right there. She gives out the applications. So she's Wonderful. The HR manager. For
Hope you get lots of applicants.
Me too. We need them. We definitely need them. So.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Jim. I look forward to this every single year having you on, because you are able to fill up a whole half an hour.
I'm a gabber. Ask my wife.
And thanks for listening to Harney County Live. Have a great day, and I'll chat with you guys tomorrow.
That's another edition of Harney County Live, every weekday morning on 92.7 KZHZ.
On your mark, get set, go to Can Cancer's annual Trail of Hope 5K. This fun run and walk will be held Saturday, May 11th at the Hines Park Pavilion. Check-in starts at 8:30, and the 5K will follow at 9:30. The cost is $25 for adults ages 12 and older. Children 12 and younger are free. Register at the hospital admitting desk or the Chamber of Commerce. Be sure to register by April 25th to receive your t-shirt. All proceeds benefit cancer patients. We'll see you there.
Fun fuel facts from Ed Stop and Sons Petroleum. Although the narrative is that fossil fuels are the evil, dirty stepbrother of the environment, let's look at some facts. 66% of the U.S. electricity comes from fossil fuels. We're going electric, we're still using fossil fuels. Air pollution has decreased every year since the 1990s, yet fossil fuel use has increased. In the past 80 years, although CO2 emissions have slightly risen, climate-related deaths have decreased by over 98%. Fossil fuels do not take a naturally safe environment and make it dangerous. Fossil fuels empower us to take a naturally dangerous environment and make it cleaner and safer. Ed Stobinson, Energy Community Service.
Something to keep in mind as the weather gets warmer. The owner or renter of a property needs to keep the vegetation under control. If weeds, grass, brush, or other noxious vegetation exceeds 10 inches in height after June 1st, the city may cut the vegetation or hire a private contractor to do this if the renter or owner fails to do so. These ordinances will be enforced.